I don't recall anyone wanting to go see a movie about a guy who quits or walks away or gets beat up or dies or who just doesn't know how to handle pressure. Typically, we want to see a movie where the guy's a warrior. He just keeps going, doesn't stop, doesn't, no matter what happens, he keeps pushing forward. But the truth is, sometimes the smartest warriors do actually give up. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's a Friday. A lot is going on. I'm really excited about some new, a new announcement. Ooh, I'm even snorting. Yeah, I'm excited. First of all, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, comments, ideas, thoughts, or whatever, you can reach me there. Also, don't forget, Well Built Supplements is doing a giveaway right now. If you go to their Facebook page, Well Built Supplements Facebook page, or their website, wellbuiltsupplements.com, you can enter in their free, a chance to win free supplements. Brandon's giving away a bunch of stuff. It's going to be really cool. You can walk through that. You have to like the page, share it with two people. Some real simple things, but you could get your hands on some really good stuff. So I would highly recommend it. Also, Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net, his company Webstix, WebStix.com. Just what you need if you want to build a website. And now for my announcement, I'm so pumped. I'm going to start pushing my David Alliance swag on revolution4fathers.com. That's revolution, the number 4fathers.com. It's a cool site with some really cool patriotic, godly, all-American t-shirts and swag. And the first shirt I'm putting on there, I wanted to put my Jesus Freak shirt on there. If you've ever seen me wear it, it says Jesus Freak on the front. And on the back, it has a picture of Jesus wearing the same shirt. And it says Garth Freak on his shirt because Jesus is crazy about us. Now, we did a little research and found out the word Jesus Freak is copyrighted. Oh, whatever. So we switched it up. You can jump on Revolution, the number 4fathers.com, and you can order a shirt that says Crazy About Jesus on the front, and on the back it will be customized with a picture of Jesus wearing the exact same t-shirt saying Crazy About. Insert your name there. So I've got one ordered. As soon as I get it, I'm going to take pictures, put it all over social media. But you guys, this is such a great opportunity to stand out in a crowd, to share the gospel with people. All the time, people will look at my shirt and they'll say, you're a Jesus freak? And I'll say, wait, it gets better. And I turn around and they go, Garth freak, I don't get it. And that's not, well, I'm Garth and Jesus is absolutely crazy about me and he's crazy about you. It's just an awesome t-shirt. Order yours at Revolution, the number 4fathers.com. Revolution4fathers.com. And again, they've got a ton of great shirts on there. And we're going to start promoting more of our stuff. Really, really excited since our website, you know, was built by an amateur wannabe wanker yanker. Okay. All right. I sound like I'm whining. I should go back and listen to my own podcast. Today, we're talking about warriors. Everything in me wants to go, warriors, warriors, come out and play, yay! That was such a great character in the movie The Warriors. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's great. The guy who does that is actually the cleanup guy in the John Wick movies. If you didn't put that together, just a little bit of trivia for you. Okay, let's get into it. The warrior mindset. This seems like a great mindset. In fact, I think most men would say, Yeah, I'm a warrior mindset. Yeah, that's me. Don't get me wrong. It is a great mindset. And in all honesty, I typically have a warrior mindset. However, there is one major flaw we have with a warrior mindset, and that is we don't give up. It's the curse of loyalty. And people would go, well, that's good, right? You don't give up? Not always. I planted a church, and I should have given up on it a long time past its prime. I had a job that I should have given up on a few years before the boss tapped my phone and fired me. I have had friends who I should have cut from me and walked away from a long time before I did, but I hate giving up. And in the end, these and many more cost me money opportunities, peace of mind, and so much more. So what good is it to be a warrior if you don't know when and who to fight or how long? The longest war in history was the Iberian War, 781 years. I'll repeat that. A war lasting 781 years. How can war go on so long? Because war is still profitable. There is a pot of gold that comes with that victory. But wait just a second. Ask yourself, how much is the pot of gold worth and at what cost to me? I had a friend who wanted to beat his competitor so badly that he would lowball every bid just to keep this other guy from getting any business. And you go, well, did it work? Yeah, it did. It worked for a while, but then it cost him everything. I mean, he had to cut corners and his workmanship was shoddy and he couldn't pay his employees very much, and it totally backfired. So you're a warrior. What is it worth fighting for in your life? The brass tacks, what are the things that you absolutely, that you're going to fight for no matter what? And what's the cost? Do you know when to back off? Do you know when to retreat in order to fight another day? These are good questions to ask. Do you know when to give up? See, there's nothing wrong with giving up or quitting if it is the best way to continue to follow your dream. You may want to meditate on that for a second. I'll repeat it. There's nothing wrong with giving up or quitting if it is the best way to continue to follow your dream. Dreams don't come with this little label that says, this is the way to fulfill your dream. I mean, how many businesses have had to pivot just to stay afloat, and then all of a sudden they explode because of it? I can name a lot. And how many businesses refuse to pivot and just, oh, we're just going to keep going this direction, and they fail? Again, I can name plenty. You might be the next one in either one of those scenarios. Sometimes it's okay to fight until you find another way to win. There are truly very few things worth dying for when I think about it. My faith, my family, yeah, that's about it. That's it. I like a good war story, but not if it costs me more than it is worth. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Well, Garth, how do you deal with that scripture? I mean, we should never give up. Well, there's balance in scripture. And yes, people can beat you over the head with that scripture and make you keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going until you completely burn out. But also remember, Jesus gave his disciples one of the biggest job descriptions ever. He said, I'm sending you out. I want you to preach the gospel. I want you to heal the sick, the lame to walk, the blind to see. I want you to cast out demons. I want you to go from village to village. This is the job description for all of us. And then Jesus adds this in Mark 6:11. And if there's any place that will not receive you and they won't listen to you, then leave. Shake the dust off your feet. What's he saying? He's saying walk away. Walk away. He didn't say, and if they don't listen to you and they don't receive you, keep preaching. Keep trying to do miraculous signs. Keep waving your Bible and shaking your hand, and at some proper time, the Holy Spirit will break through and mountains will be moved and there will be deliverance. No, he doesn't say that. He says, look, if they're not going to listen after you give it your best shot, walk away. Hey, the disciples were warriors. All but one died a martyr's death. They were not pusharounds, you know what I'm saying? But they also knew there was a time to say, it's not worth it. Let's shake the dust off our feet and keep going so we can fight another day. Are you a warrior? Congratulations. Are you a warrior that just won't give up and sometimes fails because of his perseverance, makes life harder because of his loyalty? You need to learn to understand the difference between pushing in and passing out. And in that, until Monday, keep slaying giants.